This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
If I had you, it means Jess would be in the studio, but instead she's home doing nothing. I'm actually video conferencing her, and I am convinced she's not wearing a full set of clothing. Are you there?
Yeah.
I am here, and I am clear. I'm hearing you clear and loud. I am wearing a full set of clothing, but you would not approve. Let's be honest. There would be nothing I am wearing right now that would be Tom approved.
I mean, we are all home. We're on, what do we call it, a self-imposed isolation?
Yep.
And how are you going? Because I've had Wayne home all week during work. He's been home working. First day or two, I said, set up. I've been in the lounge room, my love. And we set him up at the dining room table and he's doing meeting. By the second day, I went, mate, I can't stand you anymore. I go, you've got to go to the office. So I've sent him to another room where I lock him up. You know what's really sad? I've figured out my husband is that person at work who... And I'm thinking, where's that fake laugh coming from? You know, there's always that one annoying person in the meeting that says, let's circle back to that discussion. And you think, oh, could you shut up? Turns out that's my husband. I don't know.
Wayne is the guy.
I was listening and he's laughing and I'm thinking, I've never heard that laugh before. I don't even know who this man is.
Oh, yeah, work partners are completely different to partners. Look, I find like it's a bit of a karmic energy because I sent Cleo to the shed. It's our little outdoor, was like a carport that we've built in, and she's loving it. She's loving the fact that she gets to run to work. It's about 12 metres away, but it is quite cold early in the morning, and guess where she kicked me out to for today, for this morning?
So you're in the shed.
I'm in the shed.
I'm going to go home. I hope Wayne's listening. So he should feel very privileged that I've let him stay in the house because I'm telling you, I was thinking about putting him up in the chicken shed at one stage there because that annoying me. You don't know how hard it is to watch repeats of like Modern Family during the day while he's on a meeting talking. It's very annoying.
Oh, God, it's bad, isn't it? TV thing is just horrendous. I can't even believe that I have never, ever in my life been up to date with RuPaul. And yesterday when the next one didn't come on, I was like, I'm actually up to date. That is horrible.
Up to date. Yeah, I'm a bit the same. I've read so many books. I did start off with the list thinking, oh, I want to do some painting. I'd love to learn a second language. Oh, I'm too lazy. I'm just sitting on the lounge and reading Mills and Boone. Yeah.
With you, babe. I am with you.
Well, we are very excited. We have got a full show this morning. We're very excited. We are here. We're on air. We're going to keep you entertained while you're making toast in your jammies. You should be telling people to wake up and get to work.
I don't know if you know, Cleo is not the first person I was ever engaged to.
Oh, no. Well, hang on. This is a secret that's coming out. 6:47 on a Thursday morning and we're here and... So you're going to tell us now before Cleo wakes up, basically, I'm assuming.
Yeah, because as far as I'm concerned, on most given day, that person doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, okay.
It's not an it wasn't a great breakup, but it also wasn't very amicable and whatever. But at the same time, why it wasn't amicable is we came from Perth, we'd just had our engagement, we'd come over to Melbourne, we'd just started out, like I'd bought a little apartment in Flemington. We'd started our relationship on this amazing high and we had to fill up our tiny little shoebox apartment, went to IKEA and grabbed some flat packs.
Oh, that's mistake number one. Mistake number one. Do you understand that most people go into that store engaged, married, partnered, and by the time they get halfway through, they're separated. Halfway, then quarter way through, you find a new husband or wife. Yeah. I mean, last time I was there...
Well, that's because at each bed, you're laying down giving out numbers. That's why.
That's true. Yeah.
So we did the flat pack and never made it through the wardrobe. We actually broke up 100%. It brought out every flaw that there ever was. So I am so scared of doing any flat-backing jobs that I might need to do while this is happening.
Well, you're right.
That is not on the list.
It is a very hard thing to do, but I think you've made it wrong from the beginning. Me and my husband can do all these things perfect because our relationship works. I'm the boss. He is the minion. And I just stand there with the instructions going, now do that, pick that up, move that there. And if they give you a... Yeah, no. Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Oh, the problem was I went into it as an equal. That was where it all went wrong.
There you go. You made a mistake early on in the relationship. You know, my granny taught me years ago, treat them mean and keep them keen.
And you have been running with that ever since.
Yes, poor Wayne, 20 years coming up this year, but let's just hope we do make it. Poor Jess is home with ADA, you know, like it's a lot of stress for poor parents to entertain their children. In our area, we're doing a teddy bear hunt. Have you heard of that going on?
Yes. So, well, our area is doing it. Well, that's only just come out, the teddy bears. We'd started, and I'm all bloody confused about what I'm putting on the window, because we did like we'd had one that sent out saying put a painted rainbow, which I kind of thought was a bit cute because it was also it would look like my community was being supported.
But sweetheart, be careful what you say to a child, because if you say we need a painted rainbows, my children would have went got paint out of the shed and painted the front of the house, thinking they were doing the right thing. You've got to be careful how you say it. Well, they're asking us. I went through our house and I thought, I'll join the teddy bear hunt. I like the idea of kids walking past, you know, having something to do.
It's a teddy bear hunt. So they've got to walk because we've only got walking to do.
Yeah.
So what do they have to do? They've got to look for the teddy bears and just kind of bears in people's windows?
In people's windows. And I went through and I thought, the kids have probably got an old teddy bear somewhere. So I went through their bedrooms, couldn't find one. So you know what I did? I put my hubby in a pair of underwear and shoved him in the window. I mean, he's the biggest bear I know. Not quite sure what I was there for. I mean, all I've noticed is the kids keep running away from my house screaming, so I don't know if it's helping or back or better. I do it every Friday night around Abbotsford anyway. It's always a bear hunt.
Look, I think it's a great thing. Get Wayne out there. Make sure not to shave his back or anything.
Oh,
keep him as beery as possible.
Keep him as hairy as possible. It is coming to winter. I need to keep warm.
I was going to say, actually, because I live in a tiny little two-bedroom house, but I feel like that's still better than some. People are in tiny little apartments right now, some people. And I'm a mum, as I am sure most people would know. So I was really worried about things like how my daughter was going to be social. So this weekend that just went past, so we're doing the school thing. So during the days, I am thriving on doing the rostered school, like we've got a bit of a sign up and everything. And have all that thing.
Give the kid a chance to misbehave.
She's only with me, so who is she going to get misbehaving with? But what we did do, and it was probably before the internet's all started to be a bit hard, her cousin and her had a sleepover on live stream. So we virtual sleepover. They ate burgers. They ate burgers at the same time. They snacked. We put on a Netflix movie at exactly the same time. They actually went to bed. We read a book. It was so much fun and it was so good. But it made me realise we don't have to just leave it for kids. We could be doing it ourselves, Tom. I miss you.
I did it on Saturday night with some group of friends. We had a cocktail party, a virtual cocktail party. And I'm going to tell you, I like my friends, but I liked them better virtually because I could moot the buggers when they were annoying me. It was the best way to socialise with your friends. I got to look at them, I got to drink, and when they were boring me, I just muted them. It was great. Yeah. So I think all
and I'll also
like
remind
this.
You that I didn't get that invite. I would have been busy. I was doing a sleepover.
Oh, no. Oh, you're right. I mean, I meant to invite you. Well, I was invited. I didn't organise it. And I thought, what is this virtual cocktail party? So I'll get on and get a drink and have a go. Yep.
Yeah.
But I was also one of those people. I didn't get into panic buying. I think it's ridiculous. I don't understand why people are stressing. But I must admit, on Sunday, my daughter rang me and said, did you hear the Prime Minister? We're going to go into lockdown. I went into panic mode and yelled at Wayne, get dressed, get to Dan Murphy's now. Hurry up. I've never been so scared in all my life.
Oh, Tom, they say that we're alike and then others say not at all. But I got to say, I said to Cleo, bub, it's time. And she said, what? And I said, I've got my little trolley. We're walking over to BWS. And that's what we did. So exactly the same.
I'm really shocked because technology is working and I was convinced it was all going to fall apart.
Well, it is a little bit in my area compared to, like, look, we're doing something that, honestly, my internet, I keep getting text messages and I'm wanting to know if it's just me but saying that the load in my area can't keep up with what's going on at the moment.
The load, as in, like, how much traffic is on the little magic in the space that keeps our technology working?
Yes, yes. Like, as in, I've been, once upon a time, this would have been something from Star Trek, wouldn't it? Like, that we're talking on phones, we can see each other, we've got, like, all these conference calls, but also you become dependent on it, and next minute your Netflix isn't working.
Oh, no, no Netflix. I mean, that's terrible. But do you hear Netflix? I was suggesting they're going to try to compress the width of their thing. And I'm thinking, nobody wants smaller width. I'm not quite sure what they mean by that. But as far as I'm concerned, width is very important. You know, it's how big's your TV. That's to do with width. You know, there's many. And compressing the width. That's bloody Netflix.
Tom.
Yeah.
Tom, is there ever, ever a time that you can't make something sound just like it's... Just, we're talking about Netflix compressing their content and you find some way, a way to make it sound dirty. Did you ever work in one of those call centres?
What? With the sexy voice? You heard my voice, Redhead. There's no sexy voice on this one.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify.
Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.